What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Are Ukrainian Women Easy? So, I have noticed something being out here in Lviv, which rhymes with Tel Aviv, because that's where 6 million Jews are gonna come to. Special shout out to the man inside for that. So, one of the things I quickly noticed here in Ukraine, Lviv, where I'm at, other than the fact that, you know, 6 million Jews are gonna come here, is that the women here are hella dopey. And by dopey, I mean easily taken advantage of, duped, manipulated. And one of the things I want you guys to notice is that while I'm walking around in Old Town Lviv, I want you guys to notice the woman in the background. You're gonna see the young woman being like airheads, you know, they're we already seen it, guys. We've seen Ukrainian young woman dancing and singing and just having fun, just simply being airheads, fit, fresh, feminine, like Kevin Samuels would say, and they're just having fun. We already saw that. I want you guys to also keep your eyes out on that as well as we walk around. See, in the West, when we see Ukrainian women, we usually see a Ukrainian woman that's smoking, and she's very, very miserable, unhappy. And I'm gonna tell you why. You see, because Ukrainian women are dopey, they don't understand their sexual market value. See, Ukrainian women, in a way, are like the total and complete opposite of American women when it comes to SMV, okay? I've seen a lot of young, hot Ukrainian women, frankly, going out with incels, you know? And when a Ukrainian woman is with an incel, guess who's looking at me? It's the incel. You know, the Ukrainian girl, she's like taking selfies with the incel. She's like singing, you know, hee hee, tee hee, you know? And the incel gives me this look that says, yeah, I know. She's too good for me. Keep on walking, dude. So, two things you guys gotta keep in mind to back up what I'm saying about how easily manipulated and taken advantage of and duped Ukrainian women are, is that number one, Ukraine has one of the highest divorce rates in Europe. And the divorce usually happens after just a couple of years when the woman realizes, oh shit, I married an alcoholic, I married the guy who takes my money, I married an abusive person. Okay, that's number one. Now, number two, and quite frankly, this is one of the most telling things, okay? As you guys can see, there's no war going on here in Lviv. This is just a regular day in Lviv. It's as if no war is going on. Now, what you guys know is that there's over 5 million Ukrainian women and their children living overseas. Out of the country. Now, here's something you guys didn't know. I did my research about this, by the way. Here's what you guys didn't know. The reason why so many Ukrainian women and their children are out of the country, thanks to Putin. And I'm gonna tell you why. You see, Ukrainian women can't take their children out of the country unless A, they have the father with them, or B, they have written authorization from the father to take their children out of the country. Now, thanks to this war, Ukrainian women can take their children out of the country without the father. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the father has no legal recourse. First of all, he can't leave the country because they're gonna throw him in the meat grinder. Secondly, the judges are not going to issue a Interpol arrest warrant for her because obviously we are in a state of war. So the father has no legal recourse whatsoever if the woman decides to kidnap the children and leave. Wait for this guy to go by. Hey, how you doing, man?
Where are you from?
America.
Yes?
Yes.
I have some souvenirs for you.
Oh, no, 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 I'm good.
The Putin
toilet paper. No, no, thank you, sir.
One bag.
No, no, I'm good, thank you. Putin toilet paper. That's funny. So that's number one, is that they get to take their children out of the country, like legally kidnapping the children out of the country, okay? Number two, the father has no legal recourse, right? Now, number three, since Ukrainian women would technically be refugees, they're granted like money and free housing. So literally speaking, a Ukrainian woman and her children can start a new life in Western Europe. Like, and the father is literally out of the picture. He might even be dead, you know? So in short, guys, Putin has done more good for Ukrainian women than anybody on the face of the planet has, and yet they have a Putin on a toilet paper, even though he's probably the greatest savior of a Ukrainian woman. So one of the things you guys are gonna take notice as we walk around, and later on when I make videos where I'm showing you the woman, is that the really, really, really hot Ukrainian woman, like the dime pieces, they're not into relationships, okay? And the reason why they're not into relationships is that the hot Ukrainian woman, they know that 95 out of 100 times they're gonna be in a relationship where they're too good for the relationship. This is why Ukrainian women are number one in the world when it comes to porn, and number one when it comes to escorting. It's because they know that they're just too good to be with some dude, okay? You have to understand, if a woman is gonna be with a dude, what are your options out there, okay? Are you gonna be with an ain't shit nigger? Are you gonna be with an alcoholic? Are you gonna be with an abusive dude? Or are you gonna be with a ugly dude, right? So the beautiful Ukrainian woman, they're like, you know what, F that, I'm just gonna make my own money and that's it, okay? Now, most Ukrainian women here, guys, they end up getting duped, okay? I can't tell you the number of times I'd be walking around here, walking around the pubs at night, and Ukrainian men will take advantage of a Ukrainian girl, you know, she's drunk, and they take her out of the bar. You know, the stuff that will get you Me Too'd back in America, it's the norm here, okay? So this is why a Ukrainian girl can go from like happy, you know, airhead, you know, singing and dancing in the streets, to all of a sudden being miserable, okay? So what you guys need to do, okay? You need to do what John the Filipino guy on MGTOW TV says. You need to get your hands on this woman before they get damaged. You see, Mexican woman, like Latin American woman, they get corrupted because they get into the prostitution trade, okay? Ukrainian woman, they get damaged because, again, they get duped. Either they enter into an abusive relationship, either they enter into a toxic relationship, either they enter a relationship where the guy pretty much takes her money and doesn't work. So in a lot of cases, guys, like, I would say, again, Ukraine has one of the highest divorce rates in Europe, okay? And the fact that there's really no need for Ukrainian women to leave this country, but they did. You know, you got like millions of Ukrainian women who are like, you know what, I'm just going to kidnap my child, I'm going to go live in Germany, in Poland, and I'm going to start a whole new life, and, you know, to hell with the father, okay? So, what you guys out there need to understand, especially you young MGTOW men, you know, if you're a young, good-looking MGTOW dude, you need to be here, okay? You have to understand. At the end of the day, guys, world perception of us Americans is good, okay? At the end of the day, guys, the American male is still viewed as somebody who is compassionate, caring, hardworking, honest, you know, which in a way we are really, if you think about it. So I know some of you young guys on MGTOW TV been sending me like, yo, Omar, should I come out to Ukraine? Yeah, dude. If you're a young, good-looking MGTOW, come out to Ukraine. I'm telling you guys, you can easily live here on $1,000 a month, man. Easily. Like, my Airbnb is $550. My food is like not even $300, you know? So, yeah, you can live here $1,000 a month like a king, you know? But for this lady to go, you know what? I'm just going to go around her. You know, when I see a female driver, I just, you know, rather be safe than sorry, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, it's imperative to understand that dopey women get taken advantage of. And I've been noticing a lot of Ukrainian women who are single. They're not... See, the hotter the Ukrainian woman is, the less inclined she's gonna be in a relationship, because she's like, you know, even Sandman did a video about this a while back. You know, Sandman did a video about hot, beautiful woman not wanting to get married, not wanting to have children, because the mentality of a hot, beautiful woman is, I'm on the top of the top. Unless I get Mr. Absolute Perfect, okay? Unless I get Mr. Absolute Perfect, I'm willing to go down with the ship, okay? So the hotter women are gonna be the ones who don't want to be in relationships, because they know that they're gonna be too good for the relationship that they will get into. And that's how it is here in Latvia. I'm sorry, not Latvia. That's how it is here in Ukraine, okay? This is why, if you guys walk around like I do, damn it, they're playing loud music again. I'm in the town square, so why not? Let's give you a tour of the town square. You guys gonna see hot woman single. You're gonna see woman being dopey, being feminine, fit, friendly. You know, you might even see some older, bitter woman who been duped. So yeah, let's walk around and do the MGTOW walk and talk shit. You know, might as well. I'm going to the gym anyways. The gym is in this general direction. So let's do the MGTOW walk and talk shit while we're at it. You know, this is the place I do most of my videos. This is the Roanoke Square. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but it is what it is what it is. So, but yeah, guys, the women here are hot, hot, hot. And again, if you're a young American good-looking dude, I think you stand a very, very good chance of getting something here, okay? Now, keep in mind, you gotta speak the language, okay? Very, 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 very few people in Ukraine speak English, okay? So, you all gotta speak the language. You know, heck, I'm picking up on the language. Like, dobobachenya means bye. Dobroden means good day. You know, daikuyu means thank you. So I'm picking up on the language, guys. You know, Odin means one. Odin kilogram kyuku means 1 kilogram of chicken. I was actually able to get my grocery shopping of 1 kilogram of chicken. I was able to do it using Ukrainian. So guys, if I can pick up on the damn language, don't you think you guys can too? So like I said, there is potential for you here in Ukraine, because you guys at the end of the day need to understand, man, women can't end up being with an ancient nigger, okay? You have to remember, if a woman and a man work and a woman makes the same amount of money as a man, what's the point of the man? Because here's the thing, because a lot of men, when they marry a woman, she's the one out working and he's the one who's like, okay, I got the girl, so I could do whatever the flying F I want. And that's one of the core reasons of the high divorce rates here in Latvia. I'm sorry, why do I keep on saying Latvia? It's gonna take me like what, a couple, you know, when I was in Latvia, I was saying Romania. So I guess I'm one of those guys who, when he travels to another country, he's still thinking about the previous country. I wonder if when I go back to America, if I'll be saying, you know, in Ukraine, you know. But anyway, find out that later on. But yeah, the high divorce rates here, guys, in Ukraine is mainly due to the fact that women get duped into toxic relationships where they end up either getting abused, they end up getting their money wasted on an ancient nigger, or they're in a relationship with a guy who has like super low SMV. So at the end of the day, guys, you know, if you're a good American dude, oh, you're gonna do fine in Ukraine, guys. You really will do fine in Ukraine, man. But again, can't stress this enough, you know, pick up on the language, okay, guys? Pick up on the language. And something you guys have to keep in mind, you know, women are approachable. Now, I'm not telling anybody to do cold approach, like, hey, baby mama, what you doing today? Like a certain PUA tells you, you know, but they'll give you choosing signals. You guys need to understand, dude, if you're a hot-looking American dude, think about it from a Ukrainian girl's perspective, okay? I'm working 12, 13 hours a day. I'm making like maybe $600 a month after taxes, okay? Here's this good-looking American dude. Listen, guys, even though you can live here on $1,000 a month, no problem, doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you make a limit of $1,000 and then say, okay, I'm done. No need to make any more money. No. I'm not saying that, guys. I'm just saying, you know, if you're starting out a business or something, yeah, you can get away with $1,000 a month. But eventually, you know, you need to make a little bit more money than that, okay? So think about it from a Ukrainian girl's perspective, okay? Here's this young, good-looking American dude. He's honorable, he has dignity, integrity, honor. You know, he has morals, values, ethics, and principles. Like Hammerhand says, he's making good money, he's gonna treat me good. Or I can go out with an ancient Ukrainian dude who's gonna beat me, whip me, abuse me, get me knocked up, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, you have to understand, as an American, as a MGTOW, we are probably the best deal that the local woman will have. I just can't stress this enough, guys. It's gonna come down to you knowing the language, or the very least acting like you try to know the language. You gotta social max, okay, guys? You gotta put yourself in certain settings, okay? You just can't stay home all day on Tinder swiping left and right hoping to get something, okay? You gotta put yourself out there, okay? Like, you guys take me for example. I'm putting myself out there every day, you know, every night. You know, I'm going to the gym. You know, every night I'm walking around, you know, going to a different pub. Yes, meeting a woman at a pub here is different than meeting a woman at a pub in America, okay? In America, if you meet a woman at a pub in America, you know she's a dirty, dirty whore. But here, kind of different, okay, guys? So at the end of the day, you guys out there need to put yourself out there if you want to get something. Social max, okay? Maybe teach English in Ukraine. I'm looking at teaching English in Ukraine, you know. Do I need the money? No. But hey, you gotta put yourself out there, guys. You know, you just can't stay home swiping on Tinder and hoping you're gonna get something. You really can't do that, guys. You got to put yourself. You got to put yourself out there. That's really what I wanna say, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys,
Hey, how you doing? Hello. Hey, I met you. I remember you from last time. How you been doing? Where are you going off? I met this guy at a pub yesterday. I do videos for YouTube. I'm almost done with the video. So where are you going off to?
I'm going a train 22 hours.
Train? Where are you leaving to?
I live in Kyiv.
You live in Kyiv?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're going to come back here again?
Yes, yesterday.
Okay. You know what, guys? I'm done with this video. Let me get this guy's contact information. I met him at a pub. I'll talk to you guys later.